And welcome to season 8, episode 43 of Season with the... Let's try that again. And welcome to season 8, episode 43 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. And last week, we did a forensic analysis on our episode and noticed that the goon had done a significant amount of talking. So while we wish Goon all the best, his voice is taking a slight break for at least the next 5 seconds. How you doing, Chief?
I am here and alive. So with those two things combined, I'm doing quite well.
That's awesome. Goon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
Yes, you were carrying the show last week. You were by far the most vociferous of us all, and I'm pretty sure the number one fan is thrilled.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't want to say she plays favorites, but I think she likes your dulcet tones much more than mine. Just saying, you know. Oh well.
Wow, you sound a little wounded there.
Well, you know, I've known her longer than you.
I can see we're going to have some charisma lessons so that you can overcome this.
Goon, you can't teach that. It's a natural ability in your case. It's a passive radiation. That's just, yeah.
It does seem that way sometimes.
How are you doing, Chief? How are things down in Texas? Are you done all of your traveling now?
No, the traveling never ends. But I will tell you some fun things that I got to experience.
Ooh.
So, have you heard of the Chicken Big Mac? I've seen it.
Not only have I heard of it, I've had it.
Oh. Have you had it, Chief? I have not. So now I'm eagerly waiting for a review.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, so, you know, okay, and as advertised, it is literally make a Big Mac, take the meat out, and put chicken in, right?
Yep.
Which means everything else is the same. And that's kind of the problem. The sauce, you know, the special sauce, right? We all know the special sauce on the Big Mac, right?
Yep.
It is designed to work with beef. The chicken doesn't have a very strong flavor. In fact, if you close your eyes, you could almost pretend it's fish. A firm fish, okay? So the sauce is very similar to tartar sauce. And about halfway through the sandwich, I thought to myself, am I eating a ginormous fillet of fish? It's not bad. It is not structurally sound because the chicken fillets are a lot stronger than the buns. So if you bite it the wrong way, like one of them will shoot out the side. I was constantly having to reassemble the sandwich.
Do they use the same chicken patties in the McChicken?
Yep.
Or, yeah, they do. Not the big ones that you get in whatever their other
No. It's the flat patties that look like they came out of the same press as the burgers. Which makes sense. They've got to put this thing in the same box and the same packaging, yada.
Oh, yeah. If they use those other chicken patties, it'd be way too big.
So I'm glad I tried it. I'm not sure I would get it again. It is a bit, it's certainly messier than the Big Mac itself. It's not a sandwich you're going to eat one-handed driving down the road. How's that?
Did you too?
Yeah, I only distend my jaw and swallow whole for small children. I mean, come on. What? Of course I chewed.
All right. So you're eating it wrong. That's the first one.
Some of us are distending their jaw. Got it.
I should have known.
Yes. I want to try something new. And I'm thinking to myself, while I was thinking that, you know, am I eating chicken or fish? I thought to myself, why haven't they done this before? We've had chicken sandwiches at McDonald's forever, and we've had the Big Mac. Why just now? And secondly, why didn't you also do a fish version?
A fish version with tartar sauce would be very good, I would think.
That, a double, you know, I can't call it a whaler and whatever. The double fish fillet. Yeah, why not?
Have you ever had the double fish fillet? How about you, Chief?
Is there such an animal?
It's on the app. You can order it from the app.
I'm trying to show you how my people eat.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat.
Good Lord.
Who is this and how is this possible? I got to send this. Folks, I will include this picture. Holy cow patties. That's just amazing.
Yikes. What is that?
It's
that is one of my people. And this is what we do.
One of your people. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could like bite the head off of a softball.
No, it's just there are certain parts of the jaw that dislodge so the mouth can keep going.
Seriously wrong with that. Okay. Funny.
I would think a fish Big Mac with tartar sauce instead of special sauce would be pretty good.
Yes.
Although it'd be okay with the special sauce, too.
Well, there's not a lot of difference between special sauce and tartar sauce. A little more ketchup and a little less pickle, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, matter how you slice it.
Now we're all hungry.
Well, I'm always hungry. But there was that just got me thinking about all the fun stuff that has been going on. And one of those fun things is there's a special group of people that I'm in my little conspiracy world with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're currently in the United States. Who would be the biggest troll?
Donald J. Trump.
Yes. And who is vying for that title right behind them?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah. So,
it does suck on diesel competition, though.
Oh my gosh!
Somebody sent me a warning because Musk tweeted out there's a graph from Real Clear Politics that shows that Trump is like in the 50s a percent when it comes to
popular vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
crazy, huh?
So Musk being the man child he is says we must hit the prophetic number of 69. And they said, so they're all saying, what prophecy is he speaking of? And I was like, no, he's talking about that number. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, I'm not gonna explain this, but I was like, adult in nature.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? And I'm like,
tell him to take the square root.
That'd be eight something.
Yeah.
However,
can I have a drum roll, please?
Yes, you can. Now that we've all devolved into 7 year olds.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, 14 year olds.
Yes. Yes.
So, not only did he do that, but there's a, they were all in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And when they were there, a comedian who is known for being
crude.
Crude is
spicy.
The word.
Usually a spicy. There you go.
Spicy doesn't cover all the bases. So, Tony Hinchcliffe, who has his own, he has the 99th most popular podcast in the world.
Kill Tony?
That's Kill Tony.
And of course, he was like, look, I'm going to try to offend everyone. I might miss selling you. But he gave it his best shot.
Yes. Apparently, the entire world is coming to the defense of Puerto Rico.
Not the entire world.
No.
Because I can't remember who it was. But one of the female it wasn't a congresswoman, but it was a female.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that is terrible. You know that it is actually, it is not the floating, cesspool of the ocean. And he said, it's a land. She basically changed the words a little bit and said, instead of saying it's It's floating now. It's a landlocked cesspool or something like that. And then as everyone came to the fence, because the internet loves trolling,
mm-hmm.
pulled up that the Department of Justice has been complaining about the trash and waste practices of Puerto Rico and have active lawsuits against them.
Yeah. Nothing hurts like the truth.
Yeah. So what was meant to be a simple joke turned into a fact check and making other people look sad. And then when you engage in battle, make sure it's a war you can win.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone did not tell that to AOC as she went up against Mr. Hinchcliffe.
And, oh, no.
And so...
She didn't wow him with her amazing barista bartender skills?
No. Not only did she not do that.
Was she a barista?
I don't know. I mean, they'd probably serve coffee at a bar, right?
Look, you're getting way too deep into this stuff. All I know for sure is that he just made it worse, and the insults continued, and I don't think she was pleased. And then now everyone's paying attention to not only her but what is on her stream,
mm-hmm.
in which she was playing football.
Oh my God!
With the man who wants to be vice president,
you know, and sports coach guy.
Yes, who proceeded to get
knucklehead?
Yeah,
he proceeded to get the terms wrong in the game they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
That was problem number one. Problem number two, the score was 0-0
at the end. Yeah.
Now, you can't even get to position to score a field goal.
Let's be honest. They used the game for the audio capability because they probably couldn't figure out Skype. Yeah.
We're going to sport each other.
Yeah.
You know.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Because
pick six is not a play. Pick six is not an offense. Pick six is the worst thing that happens to an offense.
Yes. So all it did was make things more embarrassing.
Yes.
But that, I guess that is the playbook.
I have to recalibrate my cringe meter. I'm just going to make it logarithmic. It's easier this way.
So, what is the opposite of cringe?
What is the opposite of cringe? Chill?
No.
What?
Goon, I want to give you a shot.
Who was Trump's press secretary?
Which one? Because he had a couple of them.
I would think the one who was the basically the mean dog press secretary. I wouldn't want
Kayleigh McEnany.
That's the opposite of cringe.
So, Dune said the word. Technically, the opposite of cringe is based.
Ah. Okay.
So,
yeah, she's based for sure.
Yes.
And that if you think that you gentlemen are having problems with millennial speak, as I was speaking to my high school friends and we were going over trying to use terms properly.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wanted to say we're just hanging out in the lobby. He's like, what words should I use? And I said, probably vibing. And he said, nah, that sounds too gay. So
you can't say that.
Yeah, I was like, that's not a problem in today's world. And I was like, it is to me. So you know, so we kept going, and I was like, well, what about bussing? He said, man, that sounds great. And then I looked up what it meant, and I was like, well, we can't use
Oh, yeah, it's an entirely new language, and we all got left behind. I might as well be saying thee and thou.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we ended up with.
We could switch to that.
Wouldst thou like to continue this discourse, sir?
I often tell you I will speak with you on the morrow.
Yes, prithee, do tell. Pray tell.
Again, we should, you know, this is a great Okay.
Well, we do a whole show in Old English.
Dang it. Okay, so look, here's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that we get Miss Harris to go to the Amish, and we see if the chameleon takes effect.
Oh, my God. She puts on a hat.
Or you know, that's not that. What with the Puritan, you know?
That would be funnier than anything we could write.
Yeah. You all you have to do is set the stage and let nature take its course.
That's right. And then she takes a whirlwind tour. She goes down to the bayou and does a speech there, then up to New England so that she can have some scrod and
some what?
Scrod.
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 How about them? I just see her dialogue coach. Socks. How about them socks?
Why are we talking about footwear?
Hey, if you want to capture the male vote at this late in the game, I'm pretty sure these Hail Mary techniques will work.
Or you could just have, you know, Michelle Obama try to shame guys into voting for her.
What did you call her?
What? Wait a second. Okay.
I'm sorry, it wasn't you.
It was Greg Gutfeld.
It was Gutfeld.
And he referred to her as a maniacal hate sprinkler. Which is, you know, a great term.
Funny.
Funny, but wrong.
Mr. Gutfeld, thank you.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to be able to do that as a search term on our website. Look for a sprinkler.
Good band name?
Maniacal Hate Sprinkler. It doesn't really flow that well. I mean, I could see a band. It would have to probably be like, you know, speed metal.
Yeah. Hate Sprinkler would work.
Hate Sprinkler would definitely work.
But it loses something without the maniacal.
It does.
But you can, nonetheless, it is quite appreciated.
Oh, gosh. He is a wordsmith.
I really do. Yeah. I think we should see if we can get this. So, Goon, I know you've got contact in people that I set up.
Are they electrical? Al.
No, but I really, we need to see it. Because, and the reason I bring this up is because she was at a church, and then Pastor Kamala showed up. And so I don't think she can control tongues. I don't think she can control it. So we just much like Crutch, who if he's around people long enough,
it's true. It's been pointed out to me by people from Texas that I am not from Texas.
So it is something to behold when a East Texas person goes to West Texas.
Yeah.
And both of them say you're not from Texas.
not good friend of the family. His name's Larry. He's pilot for, well, he was a pilot for Southwest before he was pilot for Brannus.
And I remember them.
Yeah. And good old.
Sound like a pilot?
Oh, yeah. I did wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Baritone. Yeah.
From cockpit, we might experience a little light chop.
Exactly. And he had that nice little, you know, West Texas kind of mini draw. And, you know, we'd go over to his house and have dinner, and we'd be talking, and I'd start talking like this, and he'd go, Crutch, you're not from West Texas. And I went, sorry, you're right. You're absolutely right. Sorry, I'm from everywhere. I'm every man.
Has Kamala done the Southern accent lately, or has she stopped?
I don't know if she's ain't no ways tired. You know, she hasn't done a full Hillary yet, but.
Well, she hasn't been down south. She knows that's the lost cause.
Yeah. I just.
Be high by 45 in Alabama. Yeah.
I think it was Peter Ducey questioning Cringe. About it, his question was, since when does the vice president have a southern accent? And Cringe just denied it. I think personally it would have been much more funny but wrong if she just answered the question and look at him and go, "Why, Peter, I have no idea what you're talking about." And just go on to the next question. Now, that would have been funny, and I would have respected it. For at least a little while.
Let
me get this glass of marmalade out. We can have ourselves a discussion.
Some Ms. Jean-Pierre will probably be finding a new job, one way or the other. I don't think either administration will keep her on.
No. Okay, so we know for a fact that one won't.
And Butt Edge won't be there.
He's gay, you know.
I've heard that.
That's his only qualification.
Yes, another diversity hire.
Maybe I'll be able to fly again once he's done.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I know in all my flight adventures, there was a... It's of course, 2024. Mm-hmm. And I am coming out of the bathroom. It is the men's bathroom. And
you've been in there since 2023, what?
Sorry. A woman walks in, and she's just smiling. And in my head first is, I don't know if that's really a woman, so I can't say anything. Oh. And I just nod because she nods, and I and
how are you?
Off.
Fine.
There was no talking. It was a quick glance. I was like, no Adam's apple. Does this person realize? And then I said, does it matter? Because I'm going to be wrong regardless when I just lock.
Everybody's got
and you were out of your way anyways.
Yes. So then we get on the airplane and I'm putting my luggage in the overhead compartment and I hear a deep voice. Excuse me, sir. My purse goes there. And the person turns around and it's like the female bodybuilders where you can tell that at one point they may have been feminine. Mm-hmm. But it was once again one of those, and I couldn't say I'm sorry, ma'am, so I just said apologies.
It's good but move. It's you know, Chief's on top of this stuff.
But those are the kinds of things that I run into. I did. There's a pizza place called Slice.
Clever.
And they have 18-inch pizzas. Ooh. I think it was. And
what did everybody else have?
Nothing, because I ate the whole thing, and then I was like, man, I'm still hungry, but I'm gonna be going on a plane soon. That was a lot of cheese, like a brisket.
Please note that the aft bathroom is no longer usable.
No, I waited till I got home.
Wow.
And, yeah, because I went to, so that was $20. And I figure, okay, large pizza is normally $10. This is the Eric, or that makes sense.
Okay.
But then I went to Tia's, which is auntie and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I need a drink, and I need it to fight what is going on in my stomach right now. So they gave me a strawberry dragon fruit lemonade.
Mm.
They're like, this is going to be perfect, because now I'll have two things fighting, and they won't be fighting my stomach acid. They will...
Be dragon's fruit.
So... Then he said $6.50, and I was like, wait a minute.
For a drink.
This is 12 ounces.
Uh-huh.
If I do the math here, I'm getting hosed worse than the pizza.
Uh-huh.
So he stared at me, and he said, you buying it? And I go, of course. There you go.
Welcome to Bidenomics.
Oh, it was a mess.
I walked out of the grocery store with three bags and no meat. So I didn't have the meat penalty and I still had spent $70. Crazy.
Crazy. Well, you were obviously not shopping with Eastern Europeans because when I came home, everything had meat. I was like, this is what I'm used to. There was
There was spaghetti noodles and just meat.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were macaroni noodles and just meat.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the three cheese Mexican blend and meat.
And meat.
You're like, well, that one was a little bit different. And I said, well, is anything else going to go on this? And she goes, yeah, onions. So it was meat, cheese, and onions baked together.
That's three food groups.
No arguments here. You've gotten your dairy, yeah. You've got your protein, and you got your veggie.
Yep. And what I really had was the meat sweats. I believe you you got that as too, at Valgrat?
Saturday night, we celebrated my father-in-law's 90th birthday, and we took him to one of those Brazilian meat slicey restaurants.
Where they keep bringing the meat as long as you sit there?
You got the little stick, and it's green on one end and red on the other. And if the green side is up, they keep bringing meat until you die. So hopefully you'll flip it over to red before people start passing out. I'm pretty sure at one point I looked over and my son, who had been giving it a, you know, good for him. He was trying some new stuff. He made a fatal flaw mistake, rookie mistake, loading up on the stuff up at the salad bar. But he was well into the meat sweats. So I'm proud of myself. I did not succumb to said sweats. I tried pretty much everything except the fish and the lamb. Not my father, God rest his soul, was a loved lamb. And the fish to me just didn't, you know, I wasn't really the most, I'm there for the meat, not the fish. But they had sausages and garlic chicken and beef and ham, and it was just, it was just a meat-a-palooza.
So in Florida, mm-hmm. when we went to Fogo and the girls got to experience it, the poor guy who we knew was African,
mm-hmm.
you know, he kept slicing, and at one point, they ask you to use the fork to help them.
The tongs, yes. And,
yeah. Well, she just took it and slid the whole thing of meat on her plate. And then he looked at her, and then she looked back at him. And then you're like, all right, can I at least have the tongs back?
He goes back to with this empty skewer. Wait, we just sent you out. It's that lady over there.
Yeah,
she took it all.
But so this is how we knew he was a good sport. So everyone's doing their rounds.
Huh?
Then he comes back, and he's got the same thing again. And now he just puts it on. He puts the plate on the table and stares at her.
And
she says, "No, I don't want any." But he just didn't leave. He didn't leave. He went
just stood there.
Yeah.
Now it's awkward. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, so he was a good sport, and the girls, the one thing that the Ukrainians love doing is tipping, because that doesn't exist over there, and they want other people to experience the joy that they are, that they're not being actively attacked currently, you know, in the country that they reside.
Right.
So, we're trying to keep that streak going, but I don't know. We're a couple days away from what could be chaos.
We'll have to see. Who's to say what happens at the end of this whole election cycle? The thing I'll be most glad of is getting my television back to normal without having to hear, everybody who isn't like me is evil, vote for me. Because that sums up every political ad right there.
Every single one.
You ain't kidding.
And Leisure Suit Larry is asking for my help.
Yeah.
Is he really? Yeah, he keeps contacting me, I got to marvel at his persistence.
Well, because apparently I have asked you guys, do not let me vote the wrong way in Maryland.
We'll do our very best, and God forbid you pass before us. We'll make sure you don't vote the wrong way in Texas either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a little thing.
We got you covered. Have you voted yet, Crutch?
I have. I have voted indeed. I actually went to a voting place and went and did the whole electronic voting thing. My son voted for the very first time. And I'm pretty sure I don't approve of any of his votes, but I wholeheartedly approve of the fact that he voted.
That's the important thing. Did they offer a paper ballot version?
They did. Or was it my wife actually did the paper ballot and was standing there waiting for us because while there was, you know, 60 places to do the paper ballot, there's only about 8 places to do the electronic. And my son and I were sitting in the waiting line. She wasn't pleased at all.
I wonder how you do a write-in on the paper ballot.
I think that
you write it in.
You write it literally, physically write it in, you know. All I did was type. Because, yes, I voted for myself.
Excellent.
For the Senate. There you go.
I went to New Poland.
Shilkat says she's going to vote for you.
Only she's registered Democrat.
How old is Shilkat?
Human years?
Yeah.
52.
Yeah, so she's done.
Wait, what?
She's
what is the math on cat years? It's not linear.
No, it isn't. She's 8 or 9 cat years.
Okay.
Yeah, again, 100%. She probably has a credit card, better credit than most people.
She's about 48, so yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise.
I'd love to see them try to collect on those bills. Because next door they have some weird stories.
I'm pretty sure she can scratch together the money.
I'll put together a checking account for Aurora DBA as Shilkat.
That would be perfect.
Oh,
you've got to stop, sir.
Oh,
yes.
Stop.
Bad enough last
that
week.
Joke again.
Oh my God. You're killing me, sir.
I'm sorry. But you know what? The next time we do a show, there will be a brand new president.
Well, we won't. We're not going to find out in the month of November.
No, I believe Elon Musk has it correct. I believe
we just turned over voting to the people at Chick-fil-A we'd know that night.
It's so true. Yes. We will have a new president. Either way, because Sleepy Joe will be in Delaware, or he may have fallen over. Who was that? And are you okay?
Nope.
Wow.
Well, on that note,
ladies and gentlemen, we'll make sure that he's okay. Apparently I'm all by myself now because even the chief has disappeared. Nope. You're back.
I'm back.
We were just about to say goodbye and go look for you.
That was Shilkat. She
took
apparently out of thinks the... we've gone on long enough.
From editing purposes, I totally get her point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased beyond words. Trust me. That the goon is back with us so that he may present the deeply thought out, incredibly poignant, and beautifully written commercials from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch! Exclamation point. Have you donated to Crutch's Senate campaign yet? Much like voting in Chicago, donate early and often to show your support for our beloved Crutch, the only non-criminal candidate in Maryland for U.S. Senate. Crutch! Exclamation point. Forward.
I'm Crutch, and I approve this message.
And Menachem's Garage Building and Services. Need a man cave cleverly disguised as a garage? Menachem's thought this through and can build it right for you. See his efforts on the border with Stately Goon Manor. No missiles, no Iron Dome, and no hostilities, just beer and golf simulators. Let Menachem and his boys build your garage today. And, nope, nothing wrong here. That's our new motto at Boeing. The latest satellite, only 7 years old, exploded in orbit last week. Must be a micrometeorite, not a fuel leak, or a problem with the design of the Boeing platform, just because the previous Intelsat did the same thing and was built on the same platform is not evidence. Nope, nothing wrong here. We're Boeing. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.